Today's message is a 19-minute excerpt from the episode number 28 of the series, The Grace to Love Again. It was originally titled, Martha, Martha, Worried and Upset About Many End Times Things. May God bless you as you listen.
After our wonderful talk and a video tour of all my packing, Lisa was attacked in her faith and heart in the evening and was tempted to feel anxious. First, by the announcement of a 3-day lockdown on her local news and all the focus and negativity surrounding that. Then, because someone was sending her multiple negative texts about COVID and all the latest anxiety-filled news about it, etc. I see that so many Christians are being turned these days into a Martha, Martha, worried and upset about many things, and we will not be joining them under any circumstance. We will heed the words of the Sovereign Lord. Only one thing is needed, Martha, and Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. Jesus commanded us to not be afraid, to not let our hearts be troubled, John 14:1, to not worry about tomorrow, Matthew 6:34, and to be very careful that you do not get weighed down by the anxieties of this life, Luke 21:34. God told us point blank in Isaiah 8:12 through 13, do not call conspiracy everything that these people call conspiracy. Do not fear what they fear and do not dread it. The Lord Almighty is the one you are to regard as holy. He is the one you are to fear. He is the one you are to dread. Christians are throwing all these teachings right out the window, all in the name of, quote, being prepared. When Peter looked at the wind and the waves, all in the name of being prepared, he sank. What a deception of Satan this is to get Christians into the wicked sins of fear, anxiety, unbelief, looking at the wind and the waves, and they cannot even see it. Lisa and I will keep our position at the feet of Jesus by forcefully resisting all opposition to it. Matthew 11:12. We will continue by faith, doing his will, waiting upon him and suffering to do his will, not ours. If other Christians want to be worried and upset about all the COVID and vaccine news, that is their choice. We are choosing what is better, and we will be on guard against the increasing number of Marthas. The Bible says, do not make friends with a hot-tempered person, or you may learn his ways and become ensnared. Proverbs 22:24 through 25. The same is true for Marthas. If you spend your time or make friends with a Martha, you will surely learn her worrisome and anxious ways. If you do not learn from Peter's example in Matthew 14, you will sink, and all in the name of being in the know. Jesus said, not one hair of our heads can fall to the ground apart from the will of the Father. And yet so many believers now think their salvation or safety is being determined by their ability to find the right YouTube prophet who has all their end time mark of the beast answers. What a terrible deception this is. This is exactly what I've been warning Christians about for years, especially in that video I did in India in 2016 called, Will Your Faith Stand As the World Falls Apart? I warned emphatically and with tears that the days of darkness and anxiety were coming soon, and time was running out for Christians to really go all the way with the Lord in full surrender, and that if you didn't, they would not make it in the coming years as the pressure increased. I specifically said that the weight that is going to be put on this bar is going to crush those Christians. I see. That is exactly what is starting to happen in the hearts of millions of Christians, and they cannot even see it. They are spiritually blind to it. Christians who have not gone all the way with the Lord in full and absolute surrender, those who are still trying to do their own will on top of their Christianity, those who the Lord tested and they gave up and shrank back, those who call themselves Christians but who are not actually even born again, those who are not busy doing his will for their specific life, Matthew 7:21, not hearing his voice, John 8:47, not walking in an actual two-way interactive relationship with the Lord, Luke 6:46, John 14:21 through 23, and much of John 10. These are the Christians that are falling for all this internet conspiracy, worry, fear, and anxiety. Those who truly know the Lord, those who have fully surrendered and are actively doing His will in their life, will not at all be impacted by all this fear and noise that has so many worried and upset. Jesus Christ Himself ministered directly under the rule of the most anti-Christ regime that the world has ever seen on this planet, pagan Rome. You have never once heard Him worrying about their agenda or warning the believers about the Roman Antichrist schemes or agenda. Not once. On the contrary, He said, be sure to pay that Antichrist institution the tax you owe him, Matthew 22:21. Instead, Jesus warned almost entirely about hypocrisy, about leaving your first love, about calling yourself a Christian and living in sin, about not obeying His teachings, about not doing God's will, about not being fearful, about not being weighed down by anxiety, about not going to sleep spiritually, about not being busy doing His will when He comes back, about not having oil in your lamp when He returns. He did not ever warn about the Antichrist agenda of Rome or secular threats, ever. Jesus warned people that tried to save their lives would lose it. He warned if you didn't take sin seriously, you would die in your sins. How is watching the next YouTube video about the end times helping these Christians to put down the mark of the beast that they already have inside of them now and that they will surely die from if they do not get rid of it? The greatest antichrist of them all is not some coming political leader or system. It is your sinful flesh, your rebellious will, your corrupt, deceitful heart, your religious form without power. It's not some external government. Wake up, people. The Bible mentions the mark of the beast 6 times back to back in about 4 chapters of the book of Revelation. But the Bible mentions punishment and death from disobedience all throughout the entire Bible. Have you understood this? Have you understood that the greatest mark of the beast is your flesh? What a deception Satan has accomplished. Millions of lukewarm, carnal, graceless believers all over the world are thinking that they will be safe and avoid hell if they can just identify and not receive the mark of the beast, all while Satan has blinded their eyes to the greater mark of the beast, which they already have inside of them. Just look at what comes out of their mouths, which indicates what is truly in their hearts. The cursing, the anger, their temper, the selfishness, the unforgiveness, the lustful looks at the opposite sex, the addictions that they justify, their love of money, their sin of anxiety and fear, their love of the world or the things in the world, their sin of unbelief and not practically trusting God in their life. They do not have holiness, and without holiness, they will never see God. God help them. They are totally deceived already and already have far more of a deadly mark of the beast inside of them. Their sinful flesh, which has not been put down by the power of the Holy Spirit. They do not possess the 7 blessings the Lord told us that all His true followers would have and that I have spoke about and preached for years. And they are convinced that they can escape hell simply if they don't receive the mark of the beast. What a tragedy. I have warned about this for years. The days have come. Satan is making a bunch of Marthas. But as Daniel said, those who know the Lord will do great exploits in these last days. Satan was surely trying to send the birds of prey to devour Lisa's sacrifice of peace and faith and quietly trusting in the Lord. But she resisted, and I'm so proud of her. Michael Commentary. I want to mention my own struggle with this in the early part of 2020. I was never concerned about the COVID news or Black Lives Matter protests erupting all over our nation. But I started receiving a number of emails filled with questions, worries, fears, and conspiracy theories. Whenever I would even start to look into these issues to be better informed on what was really happening out there, I noticed this darkness would settle over my heart and the peace of Christ would retreat. Even though I was only trying to be informed for others, the peace would just drain out of my heart. As more emails came in filled with misinformation, and I could see what was the clear distraction work of Satan in the hearts of believers, I actually became indignant and wanted to start warning people to stay away from all these YouTube videos and the news. However, each time I even tried to make a message about this or got upset about all of it, the Holy Spirit would always speak to my heart, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Choose what is better, and it will not be taken from you." I realized the Father was giving me, and anyone who had the same faith to do so, the permission not to even be concerned about all the real problems the world was having, but instead was telling me to just keep sitting at the feet of Jesus and doing His will in my life. This was amazing to me, and for a long time, I couldn't understand why God would be having me stay focused on telling my seemingly insignificant personal testimony in the face of all these growing real-world problems. It almost felt unloving or selfish to not be worried and upset about all the things that were worrying and upsetting all the believers. But the Lord's message was so clear to me by Him saying, "Martha, Martha." But then He also would remind me of Psalm 37. Psalm 37, 7 through 13. "Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret," and fret means to be overly anxious, "when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes." Think of all the COVID and the vaccine stuff. "Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret. It only leads to evil. For evil men will be cut off, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. A little while and the wicked will be no more. Though you look for them, they will not be found. But the meek," and remember, meek means a real preference to do God's will over your own, "will inherit the land and enjoy great peace." Brothers and sisters, I have it. Keep listening. "The wicked plot against the righteous and gnash their teeth at them." Think of all the YouTube videos and the conspiracy theories and Mark of the Beast that and Antichrist this. "But the Lord laughs at the wicked, for He knows their day is coming." I realized that the Lord didn't even want me to be concerned about these issues, even for others, but to stay focused on what He asked me to do. This was not easy to do, and I kept facing temptations to open up and talk about these subjects, but the Lord kept reminding me not to. It took a great deal of resistance to my own way of thinking, my own natural compassion for others, and especially my strong indignation towards all the things being falsely passed around for the weakening and deception of believers. I had to actually deny myself from doing what I felt was a very good and loving thing to do. This again shows that the servant of the Lord shall only do what the Lord tells him to do, not what seems good and proper to his own understanding. Not even Jesus did good things on his own, see John 5:19. And contrary to what most people think and have been taught, he didn't even help everyone that came to him or believed in him, see John 2:24. But only those his Father told him to. There's another lesson I have learned from this experience. If you're not proactively being a Mary, sitting at the feet of Jesus and listening to His plan and will for your personal life, you will reactively become a Martha, worried and upset about all the things the herds of people around the world are worried and upset about. If you know your purpose and you are hearing from the Lord, actively obeying His will for your life, You are in the safest place in the universe, no matter how many dark storm clouds are around you. However, if you're just doing Christianity on your own as a type of religious habit or a belief system, then you are going to constantly be in reactive mode to the next scary social media post that you see or, quote, must see YouTube video. Let me say it again. If you are not proactively, intentionally, obediently, willfully being a Mary, you will reactively and naturally become a Martha. It is a choice that you have to forcefully make, and you have to do so by faith, trusting the Lord will not allow you to be harmed by any ignorance of danger if you are busy doing His will and not happening to see the news. Remember the lesson of Joseph and Mary. They were ignorant of Herod's murderous plan, but the Lord warned Joseph in a dream. If you have true faith in God, you can resist the temptation of becoming a Martha and instead can become or remain a Mary, even when the news all around you continues to get worse and worse. If you do not have a real faith and trust in God, you will become and remain a Martha, and you won't be able to pull yourself away from it either. Whenever I was tempted to just have a peek into any of the latest news, just to think or see what was going on around the world and how Christians were responding and reacting to it, I would notice the peace would leave me immediately again. Then the Lord would always direct me to Psalm 85:8. He promises peace to His people, but let them not return to their folly. In this instance, going back to watching the news that the Lord was telling me not to watch. The Lord was showing me it was foolishness for me to even look at the world news while I'm in the safest place in the universe, the center of His will and plan for my life. Praise God. Anytime I caved into the temptation to even take a peek, the peace would immediately drain from my heart. Soon I got the message loud and clear. Today, I do not look at any news, and I've not lost His peace once since. Sadly, most professing believers do not have and never truly have known the John 14:27 peace which Jesus gives to His followers, so they don't even know what they're missing out on. But a believer who has the peace of Christ ruling and reigning in their hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit knows exactly when it leaves, and it is terrifying to lose. If you want to be or to remain a Martha, sadly, the Lord will let you, and the only peace you will ever have is the same peace the world gives. When you think you are in the know or things are going smoothly, that's it. But soon, my friend, I tell you, the world's peace is going to dry up even more. Remember the warnings I gave in the 2016 video called "Will Your Faith Stand When the World Falls Apart?" And remember what happened the next year. And I'm telling you, eventually the world's peace is going to be gone. Then where will the Marthas find their peace? God is going to increase the shaking of all things. See Hebrews 12:26. And I'm telling you, my friends, things are only going to continue to get worse and worse and worse. End of commentary. Satan was surely trying to send the birds of prey to devour Lisa's sacrifice of peace and faith and quietly trusting in the Lord. But she resisted, and I'm so proud of her. We are staying focused on God's promises, God's will, and God's faithfulness, not on the wind and the waves all around us, especially those in the world.